football. Living Mike. Time and Life magazines featured the bird in photo essays, and Mike's life after Head is greatly detailed in local newspapers. It all began in the small western Colorado town of Ferreira, I think it is, where the Chamber of Commerce is to hold or did hold a celebration Sunday to honor Mike with a 5K run like a headless chicken and other chicken-based events. Guests will have a chance to play chicken bingo, in which numbers are chosen by where chicken droppings fall on a numbered grid. Oh, God. And, of course, a chicken lunch, where senior citizens, of course, will serve anything from egg salad to chicken nuggets. It is the first Mike the Headless Chicken Day in Ferreira, but probably not the last, said a spokesman. We're trying to promote it as not that he was a freak, but that he overcame extreme adversity. headlessly challenged. Indeed, the amazed experts could not reproduce Olson's freak feat. The University of Utah and students submitted a similar fowl to a test and proceeded to behead it in a pattern similar to Mike, but the chick succumbed. Mike eventually, of course, died too, but it was not the lack of a head that killed him. It was his favorite food. You see, the chicken's manager, while touring the bird in California, sent for whole grain corn to include in Mike's diet, which was administered, brace yourself, via an eyedropper and tweezers through a small opening on the top of his exposed neck. It seems a corn kernel was apparently too much for Mike's altered intake to handle, and he choked to death on it, but not before he lived the life of a celebrity. We wanted to celebrate this little guy because he was very determined to live, again said the spokesman. So Mike the chicken lived a long time without a head. Now, that's got to be impossible, but it really did happen. That really is a true story. Neil Slade is a researcher, a brain researcher, I guess. Well, let's ask Neil what he really is. Neil, how would I properly issue some sort of short bio to the people? Are you a brain researcher?
I can't quite make that claim. Now, I was associated and I worked with a honest-to-goodness brain and behavior researcher, T.D. Lingo, for 11 years.
Right.
And I spent that time at what he fondly called the Dormant Brain Research and Development Laboratory. Now, Lingo was a PhD in behavioral science, and he ran a lab for 35 years in Colorado. And so I worked with him and helped him out for the last 11 years of that.
So you studied with a genuine brain researcher?
Studied with him, helped him with his projects.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I've taught music and art and creativity in the public schools and privately for about 25 years. So I have a conglomeration of experience.
All right.
In teaching and learning.
All right. You and I have had many, many talks on the air about the nature of our brains. And it is your position that one can literally mentally click a switch forward and do things they could not otherwise do, punch a hole in a cloud that might be above you.
Oh, you can. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I guess last year we started that out. Oh, it must have been about a year ago.
Yeah, and it blew a lot of people away.
We were trying to show people that it was very simple to dissolve complete clouds, not just punch a hole in a cloud.
Well, punching a hole is a good first shot, and then from there moving on. But you're absolutely, and then we did all the weather experiments with my audience.
Weather modification that seemed to work out.
Yeah, they scared the hell out of me.
By the way, I wanted to mention, people are on us actually, you know, it's hard to believe this chicken story, but
people go to my website,
they can see an actual photograph of Mike the Wonder Chicken.
Now let's come back down to ground for a second here, Neil. How Pardon me, but how could anything survive, particularly long-term? We've all heard stories of, you know, the chicken gets the head cut off and it goes running around the barnyard for a few minutes and then it's dead, right?
Yeah.
But Mike lived. He lived for...